Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were down today, down about 7 cents in the December corn. They traveled down to 368 and a quarter. That was down seven even. Of course, that market remains in its downtrend here, reaching the lowest levels in about five trading days. Have not gone through that 365 or so level from a week ago, but that's the next objective. Below that, you've got the low from August, right after that August 12th report for December corn, which was just below $3.60. That would be the next support level. November beans down as well today, down 13 cents, 874 and a half. That was about 6 cents off of the lows here on the November beans. Those contracts are about 25 cents or 20-25 cents off their contract lows for the beans. Down days like today make you think that that's the next level we'll get to. Of course, we're still below the moving average, which is 956, so way below the moving average, almost 80 cents. Now, wheat futures were up or steady in the Chicago wheat, December unchanged at $4.85. The Kansas City wheat was under pressure here, down to 481 and a quarter. Not new contract lows, but we're about a penny and a half away from them. That 481 and a quarter level down 6.5 is pretty negative. Of course, this time of year, the seasonal suggests that we should be making some sort of a low.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Yesterday afternoon, the USDA released their crop progress and condition report. The crop progress was for corn was down 1%, down to 68% good to excellent. Last year at this time, it was 74%. So not really any major changes there, less than last year. The bean condition was unchanged at 63% good to excellent, 9% less than where we were at this time last year. But those are both really good numbers, even if they're lower than where they were last year. Now, Informa Economics is supposed to release their corn and bean production estimates today. Last report, they said on the corn 13.381 billion bushels at 165 bushels per acre. And then for beans, they said 3.797 billion bushels at 45 bushels an acre. That's released this afternoon. Some of the outside market impacts today, China overnight said that they had a lower manufacturing index number, showed that they're continuing to contract a little bit. It's the worst level in 3 years. That sparked ideas that the stock market may be overvalued here. And so the Dow Jones is down 400. U.S. dollars down 41, and that seems to be pressuring commodities.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
Ian, recapping your markets, October live cattle down 187 at 141.32, December down 180 at 143.62. October feeder cattle down 255 at 195.32, November down 280 at 192.35. October lean hogs a nickel lower at 67.97, December down 65 at 62.97. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat down 5.25 at 458.5. December down 5.5 at 482.25. September Chicago wheat up 1.5 at 484. September corn down 7.75 at 356. December down 6.25 at 369. September soybeans down 12.75 at 884.75. November down 13.5 at 874. October cotton down 16 at 63.58. December down 30 at 62. 72.70. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.